With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Go ahead and sink your teeth into trout from the Animas River. They're safe to eat. That's the latest message from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, which issued a statement saying that tissue analyses of rainbow and brown trout following the Gold King mine spill of August 5th did not show elevated levels of metals. The spill, which occurred when EPA workers accidentally breached a wall at the mine's mouth, released 3 million gallons of waste containing some 24 heavy metals such as cadmium, arsenic, mercury, and lead. The Department of Health collected 10 fish from the Animas downstream from Durango and analyzed them for 13 metals. Results showed no detectable levels for 10 of the 13. While mercury, selenium, and arsenic were detectable, they were well below safety thresholds. Because metals can accumulate over time, the Health Department will continue to monitor Animas River fish. In other wildlife news, energy development alters mule deer habitat, according to a recently released study by Colorado Parks and Wildlife and Colorado State University that looked at the energy-rich Piance Basin in northwest Colorado. The researchers say that hydrocarbon development frequently occurs on mule deer winter range, where the animals are already stressed by cold and hunger. The study found that deer were strongly influenced by energy production, avoiding roads and activity, particularly drilling. With statewide mule deer numbers in decline for the past decade and a half, the report suggests energy companies can mitigate impacts by placing numerous wells on one pad, avoiding drilling in winter, and providing wildlife seclusion areas and buffer zones. Wildlife managers emphasize that energy companies have helped by paying for much of the research and that deer populations are being impacted by many other factors, including drought, predation, disease, vehicle collisions, and recreation. For KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.